It lays the predicate and the foundation for the development of a weather satellite that will permit man to determine the world's cloud layer and ultimately to control the weather, and he who controls the weather will control the world.
As we enter 2020, is there a light at the end of the tunnel? Yes. And as the proverb goes, that light is an oncoming train of consequences that are as of yet unimaginable to most. To those that are awake and aware and doing their individual best to stand for the greater good, indeed for our very survival, you have my deepest and most sincere respect. Let us continue our march in this all-important battle to sound the alarm and to turn the tide. The Global Alert Commercial-Free News Hour starts now. First, here's a headline from the Christian Science Monitor posted yesterday. U.S. assassinates Iranian general in Iraq. And the Christian Science Monitor asks this, how did we get here? And here's the factually inarguable answer to that question of how we got here. We got here by completely unrestrained empirical aggression on the part of the U.S. military-industrial complex, its allies, and the shadow government of global elite that control it all, which, for the record, includes every occupant of the White House, present and past, going all the way back to John F. Kennedy. As the climate and Earth's life support systems continue spiraling toward total collapse, the desperation of those in power will reach ever greater extremes. All is now in the balance. Last week, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said this, quote, "The U.S. killed, i.e. illegally assassinated, the Iranian commander to, quote, prevent imminent attack." What a blatant criminal lie. The U.S. empire and its corporate media minions label as, quote, terrorists, anyone and everyone they assassinate. Should this be any surprise? Mainstream media will now feed the population an endless flow of power structure manufactured propaganda for the purpose of convincing populations that the unbridled aggression of the U.S. empire is just. When it is not, it is completely criminal. Question, who is in those countries? Who is in whose countries? Invading who, bombing who, and assassinating whose people? They're not in our country, we're in theirs, always. Iran has invaded no other country in over 200 years. I've repeated that over and over, and I will continue to. And in that same time, the U.S. empire has invaded and or occupied, toppled, or destabilized over 100 sovereign nations. The entire Middle East is spiraling into chaos, largely due to the U.S. empire's increasingly unrestrained aggression in the pursuit of power, control, and resources. Where is the outrage that should be coming from the U.S. population? The power structure has effectively manufactured consent by funding and controlling the narrative, media sources, so-called educational institutions, and by creating events like the false flag 9/11 event to galvanize that public blind support, consent for whatever the empire wants to do and to whoever it wants to do it to. Mike Pompeo further stated last week that the U.S. was, quote, committed to de-escalation of conflicts, another blatant, glaring lie of unimaginable proportion. A lie coming even after the criminal assassination of a top foreign official in a sovereign foreign nation, an official from the country that is perhaps the most responsible for the defeat of the terrorist organization of ISIS, a terrorist group that the U.S. was behind spawning and fueling and funding. Consider this headline from the AmericanConservative.com from last year. Iran deserves credit for the ruin of ISIS. Iran, fighting the terrorists that were created by the U.S. in order to get the American public to support its empirical aggression in other countries. JFK, John F. Kennedy, said this in 1961. "I want to talk about our common responsibilities in the face of a common danger. The dimensions of its threat have loomed large on the horizon for many years. Whatever our hopes may be for the future, for reducing this threat or living with it, there is no escaping either the gravity or the totality of its challenge to our survival and to our security. The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it. There is a very grave danger that an announced need for increased secrecy will be seized upon by those anxious to expand its meaning to the very limits of official censorship and concealment. How well did the 9/11 false flag work for those in power to accomplish exactly what Kennedy warned us about so long ago? Secrecy, tyranny, false flag events, and the demonization of any that dare to try and expose the truth. Let's continue on that subject with this headline. New WikiLeaks documents expose doctoring of chemical weapons report to justify 2018 U.S. attack on Syria. I've stated this on previous broadcasts. Follow me through with this because we now have confirmation as of last week. A fourth round of leaked internal documents from the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, the OPCW, was just published by WikiLeaks, further exposing the official report on an alleged 2018 chemical weapons attack in Douma, which is a suburb of Damascus, then held by CIA-backed Islamist forces, i.e. CIA-backed terrorists, as having been doctored to justify an attack by the United States, Britain, and France against the Syrian government. The documents point to a systematic effort to suppress evidence uncovered by investigators that cast significant doubt on the official line published by Washington and its imperialist allies that alleged the government of Assad had carried out chemical weapons attacks which killed civilians. And this narrative was, in fact, a complete lie. The list of lies is so endless, we could never begin to scratch the surface of them if I had 10 hours for this broadcast. In summary, the Syrian government was scapegoated for a business-as-usual false flag attack carried out by the U.S. empire and its allies. Why? Consider this tweet by the current occupant of the White House. And the new boss is the same as the old boss and the one before that, going all the way back to JFK. But the current occupant said this, quote, "We should have gotten more of the oil in Syria, and we should have gotten more of the oil in Iraq, dumb leaders," end quote. How telling is that statement? Why were U.S. military mercenaries left in Syria? Again, to protect what? Yes, the oil. Let's summarize. U.S. military mercenaries are in countless other countries bombing, occupying, confiscating resources, carrying out assassinations, as we just saw. Countless foreign civilian innocents have died as a direct result of the U.S. empire's relentless quest for resources in their countries. And Americans are trained and taught to fear these countries, in spite of the fact that it's us invading, bombing, looting, plundering, pillaging, and polluting them. And how well, again, did the 9/11 false flag event work to galvanize the U.S. population into completely blind and thoughtless support for the empire's global loot, plunder, and pillage policies until there's nothing left? Consider this word-for-word quote from John R. Stockwell, former CIA officer. He said this, "It is the function of the CIA to keep the world unstable, to propagandize and to teach the American people to hate and fear." Some U.S. military leaders at key moments in time summoned the courage to speak truth to the cancerous power structure that they saw and experienced firsthand. Former U.S. military general Douglas MacArthur said this, quote, "Our government has kept us in a perpetual state of fear, kept us in a continuous stampede of patriotic fervor with the cry of grave national emergency. Always there has been some terrible evil at home or some monstrous foreign power that was going to gobble us up if we did not blindly rally behind them," i.e. the U.S. military industrial complex. Question, is anything any different today? Of course not. It's only exponentially worse. And still, even at this late hour, the vast majority of the population is still completely asleep at the wheel. Let's add to this theme this revealing quote from U.S. Senator Barry Goldwater from his book, written in 1964. He said this: the Trilateral Commission, which for the record is a core part of the completely out of control power structure that is wreaking havoc around the globe, is intended to be the vehicle for multinational consolidation of the commercial and banking interests by seizing control of the political government of the United States. The Trilateral Commission represents a skillful, coordinated effort to seize control and consolidate the four centers of power: political, monetary, intellectual, and ecclesiastical. What the Trilateral Commission intends is to create a worldwide economic power superior to the political governments of the nation states involved. As managers and creators of the system, they will rule the future. Those in power will rule only until the planet is dead, or until populations around the globe stand up, stop cooperating with the clinically and criminally insane who are currently in control of the levers of power globally. Who's at the very top? Again, those who control the central bankers who print the money. They fund militaries, they control militaries, thus they control nations. We don't have a country with a government. We have a government that owns a country. That's a scenario we are in. Elections are nothing more than power structure manipulated mass distraction. There is no one in the White House that those in power did not want in the White House. And however convincing the theater is, the good cop, bad cop theater, they are all two sides of the same coin, distracting the public while the planet goes down in flames and while the power structure, again, with their military juggernaut of insanity, wreaks havoc all over the globe. When supply chains to urban zones begin to break down, chaos and collapse will not be far behind. To those that have tried for so long to sound the alarm, many will soon say this. As complete collapse unfolds, they will ask, how did you know? And shouldn't the answer be to them, how did you not know? Given the access we have to information, if we only choose to look for it at this day and age, there is no excuse for not having a clear view of the horizon. No excuse, except not wanting to know. I struggle to always remember and consider the teachings of the Stoics, such as this premise, quote, no mind is willingly deprived of the truth. That's 2,000-year-old wisdom. And I confess that it is increasingly difficult for me to accept such a premise. After 20 years of slogging forward in the trench of the battle to sound the alarm, in which only a precious few seem willing to even look at the truth, let alone feel any responsibility toward the greater good. How is it that so many still have absolutely no notion of the converging catastrophes that are nearly upon us? And what's coming will make post-apocalyptic movies look like a Disney World vacation. For so very long, the morally bankrupt and criminally insane have been covertly expanding their cancerous tentacles throughout the whole of industrialized societies. Justice Kennedy stated shortly before he was executed, for so very long, complex wheels have been put into motion toward the objective of controlling expanding populations. Methods of societal programming, cognitive reduction, health degeneration, material mass distraction, self-imposed blindness, and unquestioning submission to unrestrained tyranny. To those who have the courage, strength, and the fortitude to take the red pill, search, quote, the protocols. If you choose to believe those who would try to convince you that this document, the protocols, has been, quote, debunked, that is your choice to make. Again, I ask this, if you want to know who is in control, ask yourself, who are you not allowed to criticize? And finally, to those that still stoop to parroting the, quote, it's just a conspiracy theory, mindless, programmed response, without so much as the most minimal, honest investigation, please summon the courage to face unpleasant but necessary to know realities before those realities run you over. And yes, the light at the end of the tunnel, as I stated earlier, at this moment in time, is in fact the metaphorical oncoming train. At this darkening hour, all are needed in the most critical effort to fully expose the converging catastrophes that are rapidly closing in on us all, and to expose the criminal governments behind so much of what is unfolding, starting with our own government. Sitting the bench on the sidelines of this effort will only ensure our common near-term demise. Not choosing to be a part of the solution is to choose to be a part of the problem. Please don't make that choice. Check the activist suggestions link on the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org to learn more about how you can help to turn the tide. The converging catastrophes closing in on the human race are immediate and existential. Frontline, breaking headlines in a moment. First, to each and every individual that is doing their best to stay informed, to wake others, and to help turn the tide, again, thank you more than I can say. It is our collective efforts that can yet make a difference. This is Dane Wigington. You're listening to the Global Alert News Hour, episode number 230, January 4th, 2020. News that covers the issues we must face, again, if we are to have any chance of changing course. This commercial-free frontline news broadcast is brought to you by geoengineeringwatch.org and paid for by geoengineeringwatch.org. This news hour is broadcast throughout Northern California, 1670 AM, 104.9 FM, and 105.7 FM, Saturday mornings, 6 to 7, Sunday mornings, same time slot, repeat broadcast. Recordings of this broadcast can also be found at geoengineeringwatch.org under the recent top stories and radio sections. The latest geoengineeringwatch.org awareness-raising materials can be ordered from the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org for our approximate cost of producing and shipping. Having highly visual, credible materials, printed materials to pass on to others is exponentially more effective at waking them up than just trying to verbally communicate such dire truths. Keep that in mind. Another way to help sound the alarm is to attend the GEM Fair events. GEMFAIRE. Jim Fair has been and continues to be an extremely dedicated ally in the fight to expose and halt climate engineering. Visit the geoengineeringwatch.org informational booth at Jim Fair events for free geoengineeringwatch.org awareness raising materials. Help us in this critical effort to wake the masses. This weekend's event, Santa Rosa, California, started yesterday, ends tomorrow, Sonoma County Fairgrounds. Some headlines on the complete illusion of a perpetually expanding economy and perpetual growth on a finite planet with finite resources that is completely imploding by the day. Some headlines that mainstream media doesn't talk much about. First headline, many retailers are facing the fight for their lives in 2020. Next headline, the bankruptcies that rocked the retail industry in 2019. There's a list in that headline. Next headline, cracks are showing on the surface of once, quote, safe top-tier malls. Malls are definitely tanking. Another headline, dire European manufacturing downturn deepens in December, just the beginning. Another headline, China cuts banks' reserve ratios again, frees up $115 billion to spur economy. Again, this is snake eating its own tail. That is what the global economy is. That's what it always has been, and it is reaching its end very rapidly. Another headline, supposedly, quote, risk-free assets are looking awfully risky. There are countless headlines exposing the global economic growth, perpetual economic growth Ponzi scheme, which is, again, collapsing by the day. I don't have time to go into any more of them, but I encourage people to look past the U.S. corporate media propaganda that everything is fine. It is anything but. On to other issues. Turkey approves deployment of troops to Libya in high-stakes battle across Mediterranean, another country that Libya being another country the U.S. helped to destabilize and create chaos in. Another headline, India is teetering on the brink of fascism. No teetering on the brink. That's where India is. It is a fascist government, just like the U.S. government. Another headline, the collapse of the modern Western empire. What future is there for mankind? And the current course, to be clear, mathematically, statistically, we have no future. None of us. Biosphere collapse is unfolding by the day. When the planet can't support life, game over. Very simple equation. Another headline, U.S. consulate warns employees as gun battles rock Mexican border city. More chaos. It's coming. Just the beginning. About the shale Ponzi scheme, another headline this week. Is the shale boom running on fumes? Question mark. Answer, yes. About the shale, one more headline, then we'll get on to some frontline biosphere breaking news. This headline, EPA may allow disposal of oil waste in waterways. Then the report asks, is public at risk? What kind of question is that? Of course the public is at risk. When we have industry toxifying the entire web of life and all of Earth's life support systems, nobody gets out alive. That's very simple. Look up. Look up in the skies and see what your government is doing to you. No, it's not condensation. The condensation trail lie is perhaps the greatest deception ever perpetrated on populations all over the globe. We must use our sense of reason and not shut that off because it conflicts with the official narrative, with the official propaganda, and all those who toe the line for that propaganda. Again, the betrayal of academia, not just portraying the human race, but the entire web of life by their going along with that official denial of what is clearly, obviously, inarguably, and factually verifiably, climate engineering, geoengineering operations going on in skies all over the globe, completely disrupting and derailing global weather with absolutely cataclysmic consequences. It's up to all of us to investigate what's happening and to help sound the alarm and to help turn the tide. And again, to our military brothers and sisters, you are participating with your own demise, the demise of your family, your children, and everything that anyone needs to survive on this planet. Please don't be a blind, mindless, paid mercenary order follower. That's not okay. Signing up with a motive of, quote, patriotism that's been spoon-fed to you with lies and propaganda over decades does not make it true patriotism, does not make it honorable, does not make it moral, does not make it virtuous. Know what you're a part of and stop being a part of activities and actions that are absolutely immoral, dishonorable, and indeed criminal. On to the toxic world in which we live. Again, ultimately, what is the greatest priority we can have? Every breath we take. If every breath we take is toxic, how long do we expect to be here? Given the fact that we've already lost 80 to 90% of Earth's insects, Earth's wildlife populations are plummeting, how long do we expect we can survive with no functional environment? From the UK Guardian, revealed microplastic pollution is raining down on city dwellers. It's not just on city dwellers. It's on anyone, everyone who lives on this planet, every living thing. And these microplastics are not just the result of decomposing plastics in the environment that are swept up into the climate system. Nanoparticulate polymers are part of the climate engineering operations that are being rained down along with aluminum, barium, strontium, and many other elements, some known, some not known. But here's the bottom line. We're inhaling all this with every breath we take. From the report, this exclusive. London has highest level yet recorded, but health impacts of breathing particles are unknown. It's not unknown. That's like saying jumping off a 100-story building has health impacts that are not known. They are known. The report states this. Recent research shows the whole planet appears to be contaminated with microplastic pollution. Scientists have found the particles everywhere they look, from Arctic snow and mountain soils to many rivers and the deepest oceans. Other work indicates particles can be blown across the world. The report continues, the rate of microplastic deposition measured in London is 20 times higher than the worst places in China, 7 times higher than in Paris, France, and nearly 3 times higher than Germany. The researchers don't know the reason for the variation. Science community so often paid not to know. But the potential health impacts of inhaling plastic particles from the air or consuming them via food and water are, quote, again, unknown. That's what we get from the science community for anything they are not supposed to talk about. But the report states this, assessment of microplastics in human lungs published in 1998 found that inhaled fibers were present in cancerous lung specimens. No surprise. There is more than enough science data to confirm the danger of these elements, but just like glyphosate, proven carcinogen now, still pushed everywhere around the globe, and as I covered in previous broadcasts, forced on other governments by our government at the cost of brutal economic terrorism if they don't continue to use our cancerous-causing products. Pressing on, from WPRI.com, vaccines, another toxic element forced on populations, this new headline. Vaccine ultimatum, Seattle schools to ban unvaccinated students. Let's continue with another headline on the same subject from Washington State, USA. This headline, harbinger report of, again, rapidly escalating human behavioral insanity. within a collapsing empire on a dying planet. Here's the headline. Thousands of Seattle students told to get vaccinated or don't come back after winter break. From that report, Seattle Public Schools are warning thousands of students that they will be excluded from school after Christmas break unless they get in compliance with Washington's vaccine laws. All of it pushed by the pharmaceutical industrial complex for the benefit of the empire, degrading health, degrading cognitive function, degrading society, making society much easier to control, as I went over in the beginning of this broadcast. And there is no question, there's no ambiguity. Injecting toxic elements into your system will do harm. Aluminum, mercury, other adjuvants, highly toxic in vaccines, doing harm, period. Please investigate. Please have the courage to investigate if you love your child, if you care about yourself, your own health. Please investigate. By Dr. Gary Coles, medical doctor, December 30th, here's a message from Gary, exceptional individual that has dedicated his life to the greater good. He says this, it is important for readers to understand that when the true root causes of illness are denied or ignored by the medical profession, for whatever reason, erroneous diagnoses will eventually be made. Treatments will be inevitably misguided, and any chance for the prevention of future illness will be impossible. How true a statement is that? When the medical profession denies vaccine injuries and writes them off as something else, protecting the pharmaceutical industrial complex, which provides them massive paychecks and pensions. What a morally bankrupt state our society is in. Here's one more headline that poses the question that I just covered. Here's the headline. Why are vaccine adverse events not acknowledged or reported by medical professionals? Yes, let's ask that question. Why not? I just answered that previously. Even Costco is now, unfortunately, also pushing vaccines. It's all about the money, isn't it? 5G threat continues to unfold by the day. What we collectively face is nothing short of converging existential threats from the sky, 5G, forced vaccinations, fluoridated water, toxic GMO foods, chemicals being dumped everywhere into the environment. We will not live long on the current course. Yes, you can quote me on that. From BBC.com, let's get back to the combination of the collapsing environment and what people have been trained to believe is a magical, perpetually expanding economy on a finite planet with finite resources. Bank of England chief Mark Carney issues climate change warning. He said this, the world will face irreversible heating unless firms shift their priorities soon. The outgoing head of the Bank of England has told the BBC. Still a lie of pacification. You could shut every form of human activity off right now. We are going to hit the wall and hit it soon. And many would ask, well, why try? Why should I even try to make a difference? Because if we can salvage anything, if we can salvage any part of Earth's life support systems so that anyone can make it through what's coming, we have an obligation to do so. Again, it's not an option for us to play our part in this drama. It is an obligation. From BBC, this, Amazon threatens to fire climate change activists. That's Amazon, the online company. Can't talk about it, it seems. And we're certainly not allowed to talk about climate engineering. The elephant in the sky that even now is being denied. Let's move on to the best example we have of what's coming for us all, the Australian wildfire apocalypse. It's just the beginning. Australian smoke has pushed over New Zealand and on its way to Antarctica. And we should ask this question, is this yet another last desperate attempt for the climate engineers to stay off one more year of massive polar ice collapse by incinerating forests, saturating the atmosphere with light-blocking particulates? And yes, wildfire smoke does temporarily create cooling in the regions that it covers. But at what cost? It comes at the cost of ensuring we have no chance for a future. Are the climate engineers that desperate? Data indicates yes, they are. They are willing to incinerate forests to mask the polar implosions, even if it's just for one more year. because in regard to the wildfires, the single greatest causal factor is climate engineering. And that does not negate the other forms of human damage to the planet. Does not negate that. I'm not saying the other forms of damage are not real. Many misinterpret what I say all the time. We have been horrible stewards of our planet. Anthropogenic global warming is absolutely as real as it could be. Climate engineering, a part of that equation. But in the case of the wildfires, again, climate engineering is the single greatest causal factor that has led to the cataclysmic wildfires. Please search the engineering wildfires section on the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org to learn more as to why that is so. But in regard to the incinerations in Australia, the incinerations of forests, reflecting the desperation of the climate engineers to try to saturate the atmosphere with light-scattering particles at the cost of ensuring that none of us have any future on this planet. The data is there to back up that conclusion. Please search this title. Quote, Engineering Catastrophic Wildfires to Temporarily Cool Arctic with Smoke. You can put geoengineeringwatch.org and that title. You'll find one of our most important videos, one of the most important videos geoengineeringwatch.org has ever produced. Very short, very to the point. A lot of data in that video that is crucially important to understanding what's happening and why, most especially in Australia, and coming soon back to the Northern Hemisphere. This trend will not stop until the geoengineers are stopped. On that point, moving on, new headline yesterday. 2019 was Australia's hottest year on record. No surprise there. And it's, in fact, much hotter than is even officially being reported. And still, the temperature records keep falling. I want to cover a comment that I captured from an Australian resident that is doing much to help sound the alarm on what's happening in Australia. From Solveig, said this last week, suddenly, Victoria, Australia, and Tasmania, extreme wind and heat. Temperatures mid-40s, fuels fires. Skies turn red-black. Wind gusts so strong, a fire truck flips over into a fireball, killing a firefighter and injuring two others. East coast bottom of New South Wales, Victoria and Tasmania burn like the end of times. Suddenly, while this unfolds, Sydney skies begin to clear, and by 3 p.m. afternoon, blue skies for Sydney. 10 p.m. that night, New Year's Eve, Sydney temperatures drop to a beautiful, cool, breezy evening, just in time for a successful fireworks display on Sydney Harbor. Surprise, surprise, exclamation point. An inferno down south while Sydney cools. Success for Sydney to harbor yacht races and success for Sydney Harbor fireworks at the cost of burning Southeast Australia, exclamation point. The work of psychopaths, many exclamation points. Yes, that's a very accurate summation of what's happening in Australia. And it's not a coincidence that, as was stated in this comment, that the weather is completely altered just in time for the very media-covered fireworks in Sydney Harbor, even as the whole country goes up in flames. Pressing on with what's happening, the cataclysm in Australia, from the New Zealand Herald, Aussie infernos, colon, Kiwis wake to, quote, apocalyptic bushfire haze. They shouldn't call these bushfires. They're not bushfires. That tends to downplay the severity. They're forest fires. Forests are going up in flames. So please don't be deceived by the, quote, bushfire term of deception. That's no accident, by the way. Australia's rain is being systematically cut off by the ongoing climate engineering operations. Again, I've been over that again and again. Search the engineering droughts section at geoengineeringwatch.org. Search the engineering wildfire section on geoengineeringwatch.org. And search the engineering winter section. All of this, these are all major aspects to the climate engineering weather warfare assault. And for the record, California's rain can also be cut off. At the moment, it is being cut off. The climate engineers absolutely control the spigot. We can see this on satellite imagery. We can see the high-pressure dome that is blocking any precipitation from entering the U.S. West at the moment. And we can see the blanket aerosol spraying over the oceans, completely disrupting the hydrological cycle. I want to give a quote, a statement that was made by U.S. Senator Claiborne Pell, Senator for Rhode Island. She said this. This is going back about two decades. She said, rainmaking as a weapon of war can only lead to the development of vastly more dangerous environmental techniques whose consequences may be unknown and may cause irreparable damage to our global environment. This is why the United States must move quickly to ban all environmental or geophysical modification techniques from the arsenals of war. Again, that's from a U.S. senator made over two decades ago. Stop, stand back, and consider that extraordinary and apocalyptic events are increasingly unfolding all around the globe. And even now, the vast majority, most especially in first world nations, remain completely oblivious, distracted by a completely manufactured bread and circus theater of political idiocy. One chapter after another after another. Let's move on to the front lines from the UK Standard and News Hub Australia and many other sources. Listen closely. This is almost impossible to comprehend. Nearly 500 million animals killed in Australian bushfires, i.e. forest fires. Experts fear. Report states this, around 480 million animals are feared to have died in the wildfires sweeping Australia, including nearly a third of the koalas in New South Wales. Ecologists at the University of Sydney estimate that 480 million mammals, birds, and reptiles have been killed directly or indirectly by the devastating blazes since they began in September. This includes almost 8,000 koalas, which are believed to have burnt to death on the state's mid-north coast. More than 100 fires continue, it's more than that now, continue to rage across the country, having so far consumed more than 5 million hectares. That's about 12.5 million acres. It's actually more than that now, too. Another headline from down under. Wildlife ravaged by Australian fires could take decades to recover. That is a blatant, glaring lie. It won't take decades or centuries or millennia. It will not recover in any time frame that matters. The current rate of destruction is conservatively, statistically, mathematically, 170 times faster than any previous mass extinction event on planet Earth. We are free-falling toward mathematically certain near-term planetary omnicide if we remain on the current course. On that note, this headline, also from last week, quote, global apathy toward the fires in Australia is a scary portent for the future. It's not apathy just towards the fires in Australia. It's apathy toward the climate engineering, weather warfare assault in our skies, toxic vaccinations, fluoridated water, government criminality, false flag events like 9/11. If that apathy is not altered toward action, we're done. From the Sydney Morning Herald, this. Cattle have stopped breeding. Koalas die of thirst. A vet's hellish diary of climate change. Again, no mention of climate engineering, no surprise. From that report, one excerpt. Cattle that sold for thousands are now in the sale yards at $70 a head. Those classed as, quote, too skinny for sale are costing the farmers $130 each to be destroyed. That's what's happening in Australia. From the UK Guardian, this. Australia fires and weather. Blazes out of control as heat wave expected to peak on New Year's Eve. Again, it's still happening there. No end in sight. Another headline. Bureau of Meteorology issues wind warnings amid bushfires as temperatures expected to reach 44 C northwest of Sydney next week. Again, they had nice weather for Sydney for the fireworks and the boat races, though. Don't forget that. Just a coincidence, I'm sure. From the Times of India, this. Thousands trapped on Australia beach, encircled by fire. Our media is not showing us much of this. They're starting to because they can't hide it any longer, but they are simply doing their best to hide the increasing cataclysms that are happening all over the globe. From that report, the smoke turned day into night. Authorities said the wildfires were causing extreme thunderstorms and, quote, ember attacks. What is an ember attack? And let's remember, we have film footage, time-lapse, over fires like the Paradise Fire, also cataclysmic, of blanket aircraft aerosol spraying right on top of the smoke canopy. What's that about? That's not climate engineering. It will take all of our efforts to expose this insanity and get to the bottom of all of it. Another headline. Various versions of this new headline were covered by numerous sources. Tens of thousands stranded while attempting to flee Australian fires. It goes on to say this. Cashless economy collapses as ATMs fail. Supermarkets are looted. Quote, we have no capacity to contain these fires. Completely out of control down under, just the beginning from a global perspective. In regard to the incinerations of Australia, this new related report from the New Zealand Herald, this is important. The strange Pacific Ocean, quote, hot blob off New Zealand and why it's growing. And here's the explanation of the, quote, hot blob from the so-called scientists cited in the report. They gave this ridiculously simplistic and inadequate explanation for the hot blob. Quote, it's just what happens sometimes in the ocean. We pay so-called scientists to state something that idiotic and simplistic. Academia's ongoing betrayal of the human race and the entire web of life continues. Moving on from the Washington Post. On land, Australia's rising heat is apocalyptic. This is their headline report. In the oceans, it's worse. Report states disastrous impacts from climate change aren't a problem lurking in the distant future. They are here now. Yes, they are here now. Stated this at geoengineeringwatch.org for 10 years. Converging catastrophes aren't somewhere out on the horizon. They are here now and unfolding by the day. Our oceans are superheating. Oxygen levels are plummeting. In summary, our oceans are dying by the day. If the current course of the human race, again, is not completely and immediately altered, we will die along with the oceans, along with the trees, along with the insects, along with the animals, along with the entire web of life. What are the actors in the U.S. political theater of the absurd stating about what we face? Listen carefully to this Facebook post by Bernie Sanders. It said, quote, taking on the fossil fuel industry and moving to 100% renewable energy will not only create millions of good-paying jobs and save consumers money on their electricity bill, but it will ultimately save our economy and trillions of dollars. What an incredible mountain of fantasy nonsense that is. These people are simply props in the play, spewing out feel-good, think-happy thoughts, nonsense, trying to make the population think that someone somewhere is taking care of it all, everything will turn out just fine. That is not the case. Only by fully facing reality do we have any chance of turning the tide, and Bernie Sanders is every bit as much a part of the theater of the politically absurd as all the other actors on every side of the fence. From Vox.com and other sources, this, the sad truth about our boldest climate target. They said this, limiting global warming to 1.5 degrees C is almost certainly not going to happen. Response to that, no. Staying below 1.5 degrees C warming below pre-industrial temperatures is definitely not going to happen, especially when frontline temperature data indicates that we are already past 3.5 degrees C temperature rise since the start of the Industrial Revolution, with climate engineering operations further fueling the warming. But again, with that said, so many are still falsely trying to blame the entire climate collapse on climate engineering alone. And this is completely incorrect. Every form of human activity must be considered a part of the equation. Credibility can only be maintained by standing on credible data-supported conclusions. About the rain in Northern California, by the way, for those that think it's all fine, my hydropower system has only run about 5 days so far this entire season. It should have run about 60 days. We are dry and getting drier. And that fact is not only being ignored by official sources and media, but also by many in the population. Is the Western U.S. being prepped again for what Australia is facing right now? We'll soon enough find out. Sea foam in Spain, the sea foam that's all over and foam you might see running down gutters and in creeks, a direct result of these surfactants that are part of a climate engineering mix. Backtracking for a moment, one statement I forgot to mention of total fantasy. Sanders posted this new headline report from power structure propaganda source Bloomberg. This was under his statement of total fantasy that we'll have lots of millions of new jobs, we'll just go renewable, everything will be fine. That's not true, not reality, not even close. But he posted this title from Bloomberg, going 100% green will pay for itself in 7 years, study finds. This is complete Pollyanna nonsense. Thinking happy thoughts or delusional thoughts in this case won't save us, won't save us. There's no known, quote, truly renewable energy at this point, or at least what is considered renewable energy is not truly renewable. Went over that in a previous broadcast. From the StraitsTimes.com and other sources, Russia's Vladimir Putin says, quote, nobody knows, end quote, causes of global climate change. Putin, the U.S. president, all invested completely in climate engineering, so they must continue to attempt to pacify populations by pretending that what's happening on our planet is possibly just some natural cycle. That is completely irrational to even begin to believe. Back to the body example I give, it would be like running over someone in this crosswalk, getting out, shooting them, beating them, stabbing them, and claiming they died of a heart attack. That's not rational. We have decimated this planet in the geologic blink of an eye. But Putin now taking the denial approach, just like the U.S. president. And all the while, climate collapse continues. Russia, a major participant, as the U.S. is, as China is. Again, we have documents, some as long as 800 pages at geoengineeringwatch.org, Senate documents outlining the global cooperation of superpowers and other satellite nations on the climate engineering issue. Please search geoengineeringwatch.org, massive Senate document, learn more. We've highlighted many of the most important parts of that document so you don't have to go through the entire nearly 800 pages. Moving on, from the UK Guardian, states this, the world in 2050, they state the environment in 2050, flooded cities, forced migration, and the Amazon turning to savanna. They state this at the end of that report, quote, unless we focus on shared solutions, violent storms and devastating blazes could be the least of the world's troubles. Civilization itself will be at risk. 2050? Mathematically speaking, on the current course, this is a statistical certainty. We will be long gone, all of us, by then, if we remain on the current course. Moving on, from CBC, that's Canadian mainstream media. Quote, British Columbia's clear-cut forests are dead zones, emitting more greenhouse gases than even fossil fuels, report finds. Clear cuts create carbon sequestration dead zones that put more carbon into the atmosphere from decomposing matter and soil than newly replanted trees can absorb, especially when those trees aren't growing. That's especially true then. That's one thing they don't want to admit. Another report from the Japan Times and other sources, quote, removal of spent nuclear fuel at Fukushima delayed up to 5 years. As I've stated in broadcast after broadcast, there is no known technology to fix what has happened at Fukushima, and there is no end in sight, and there is about 450 more Fukushima ticking time bombs waiting to happen all over the world. That's the fact of the matter. As dire a threat as the pending nuclear meltdowns all over the globe is, there's a more immediate threat. And again, that goes back to every breath we take, not just the plastic polymers, but toxic heavy metal particulates, the primary origin of which can be directly linked to the ongoing climate engineering solar radiation management operations, aka weather warfare, which is also biological warfare. This report is not new, but is imperative to revisit it. It pertains to another report I'll comment on in a moment. This report from, I believe, 2017 stated this, research shows brains of children with autism have shockingly high levels of aluminum. A study in Britain has found the brains of children who have been diagnosed with autism are loaded with dangerously high levels of aluminum. What the doctors discovered was that in the brains of people who had died that had autism, there was present extremely high levels of aluminum, higher than other brain tissue that had been examined by the team. The levels were shockingly high. And this was produced by a lead researcher, Dr. Exley, who has since been completely defunded, marginalized. That's what happens to anybody who dares to tell the truth. Ask John Carreyrou, the whistleblower on torture programs in the U.S., illegal torture programs. Who was the only one to go to prison? John Carreyrou. Ask Julian Assange as well. Truth tellers are demonized. That's the Orwellian world we live in. It's going to get worse unless or until the population stands up and says no more. Regarding the aluminum and other heavy metals and polymers that's raining down through our air column that we're sucking up with every breath we take, let's move on to this new headline from ABC News Australia. Again, this is new. Quote, shocking metallic sludge contaminating Sydney, that's Sydney, Australia, dams that supply drinking water. Report states, metallic sludge is contaminating two dams that supply drinking water to one of Sydney's biggest growth areas. Official data from New South Wales Peak Water Body has revealed. The testing revealed that there is iron, manganese, lithium, strontium, barium, titanium, and yes, aluminum. But they went on to say this in this report. A New South Wales spokesman described the heavy metals as, quote, common and natural, and that any contaminants were filtered to meet Australian standards. What a blatant, glaring lie. And this type of contamination is being systematically hidden across the board. So-called public protection agencies are truly tasked with masking threats from the public, not disclosing them. The same is true in Northern California, where I know firsthand that local agencies are hiding aluminum contamination in the waterways. I know that firsthand in a meeting I attended myself. And we hope to bring this to light soon. We are doing our best to do so. It is not an easy process, and we will need everyone's support to help sound the alarm along the way. Do it with credible data It's up to all of us to reach a critical mass of awareness. It cannot be done by a few. From the watchers.news, back to the engineered winter aspect of climate engineering. Those who are truly fighting climate engineering need to understand and disclose this aspect. It creates headlines like this. Heavy snowfall continues to batter northern Mexico. Consider snowfall. This happened last week in northern Mexico while it's raining in Canada north of the Great Lakes. Consider that. This is not nature. The climate engineers are entering winter weather events with patented processes of chemical ice nucleation to create the headlines they need to continue the confusion and division in populations regarding the true state of climate collapse. Simple. Search the engineering winter section at geoengineeringwatch.org. More headlines on that front that involve climate engineering and engineered winter weather events. Indian government issued red warning for Delhi as capital and adjacent states shiver in, quote, extreme cold. What's the true state of the planetary climate system? Minus the climate engineering, artificial ice nucleated cool down events. And by the way, ice nucleation for weather modification methods are patented, a fact that is easily verifiable for any who care to investigate. The true state of the overall global climate is this. We are free falling into a state of total planetary meltdown. The true magnitude of warming is being systematically hidden from the public. The science community is unfortunately going along. Yes, the vast majority of the science community, nearly 100%, does admit to global warming. But they are absolutely not admitting to the full gravity and immediacy of what's unfolding. And they are certainly not admitting to the climate engineering component in the equation, which is further fueling the overall planetary incineration and die-off. While still claiming that the planet has only warmed about 1.5 degrees C from pre-industrial baselines, the climate science community increasingly attributes the rapidly worsening climate chaos as being solely a result of the climate system being much more sensitive to slight temperature changes than was first estimated. But that narrative is a blatant lie. The truth is this. The temperature readings taken by individuals all over the world indicate that official high temperatures are being radically underreported, often by several degrees C or more. If this underreporting of temperatures is calculated into the equation, it becomes clear that the Earth's surface temperatures have already been pushed to over 3.5 degrees C from pre-industrial baselines. Climate engineering operations and the chemically engineered cooldowns they create have further helped to mask the true severity of warming on the planet, while at the same time, again, further fueling the overall warming. We are already past 3.5 degrees C of warming from baseline, past the point at which humans have existed on the planet. Climate science community, again, continues to claim that the climate chaos, which is far worse than they had predicted, is just a result of the climate being more sensitive to small temperature rises than thought. Again, this is a lie. The unfolding climate collapse is due to the fact that the temperatures have already risen well over 2 times higher than we are being told, and the climate engineering operations themselves are radically worsening the equation, in addition to destroying the ozone layer and contaminating the entire biosphere and every breath we take. So back to headlines we're not seeing here, back to Russia in this case. Russia is using fake snow on Moscow streets as it records the warmest winter on record. Another headline. Bears in Ukraine aren't hibernating because it's too warm and have started suffering from insomnia. Another headline. Record hit for most ice to melt in Antarctica in a single day. Data suggests, quote, we are in a climate emergency. We're long past that. Another headline from last week. Greenland's ice loss is worst case scenario. Out of time in this broadcast, final headline, but perhaps the most dire of all. Quote, why boiling methane in Arctic seas should scare the hell out of us. New data shows the numbers are rising. With all that's unfolding in the world, why should we care so much about the blindingly rapid buildup of atmospheric methane? Because there's enough frozen but now thawing methane deposits in the Arctic alone to turn our planet into Venus 100 times over. Climate and biosphere collapse. That is the bottom line regarding our near-term survival or not. And even now, how many are being distracted by the political bread and circus theater or personal pursuits of material gain? The challenges we collectively face are immense and many. But we are not helpless. No matter how dark the horizon, we are not doomed to go silently into the night. As the proverb goes, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. We must all summon our courage. We must find the fortitude to march forward in this most critical battle to sound the alarm, to shine the light, and to alter the current suicidal course of our species. If populations can fully awaken to our common plight, we may have a chance to yet salvage some of Earth's remaining life support systems. Check the Activist Suggestions link on the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org to learn how you can effectively and efficiently make your voice heard in this all-important effort. Make every day count. Until next week, this is Dane Wigington with geoengineeringwatch.org.